Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim on the topic of Knesset Moshe Rabbeinu L'Eretz Yisrael. We've already seen B'siyata D'Shemayim Niflos. This is the fourth shiur. And based on what we learned, we can now get to the biur of what it says in Pasuk Chof Vov. Pasuk Chof Vov says, or of course in Perek Gimel, Vayis'aber Hashem bi lema'anchem v'lo shamat ma'elai v'yomer Hashem elai rav lach al tosef daber elai od v'dover hazeh. But Hashem was angry with me for your sake and didn't listen to me, and Hashem said to me, enough, speak no more to me about this matter. We said earlier that Moshe Rabbeinu Damisi, he was Medami, thought that the Einish of Bnei Yisrael was Batal. That the, since he got to Evra Yarden, so he was already Manchil Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain their portion. So that's Batal. So he was Mispalel now that his Onesh should be Mispatal, because his Onesh was that he's not going to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This is only after they enter into Eretz Israel proper. So he was mispalel that his onish is also going to be mispatel, is also going to be nullified. Because there's no shvuah, there's only a shvuah on the onish of Bnei Yisrael, not on him. And Ramelo, there's a makom l'tfilah, we explain business of Sechachom. So on that it says in the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem bi lemanchem v'lo shamai lai, v'ayinu shenishara shvuah aleichem. I know Mashakatuv Lema'anchem. The Shvua remains on you. That's what it means when it says in the Pasuk Lema'anchem. What's Lema'anchem for you? Because if you're Onish, Vayisaber Hashem bi Lema'anchem, there are two elements. There's Moshe Rabbeinu's own personal Avera, and then there's Lema'anchem. That Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael because the Jews aren't worthy of having his leadership. And their knisa lever yarden is not a steward to the shvuah, as we'll see a mutation. We explain pasuk chafres. Val yidei zeh, since Hashem was angry because of you, since your onish is not misbattle, and may lo shamai lai, then yanani ba'atzmi. As far as I'm concerned, he didn't listen to me. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say, listen, I thought once he was mevatel your onish, so you'll be cool with me also. But no. Vayisaber Hashem bi lema'anchem, and may lo shamai lai, he didn't listen to me either. Nothing is battle. Because if the gzeira, if there wouldn't have been a shavua, then he could have been mevatel his gzeira al-yedei tefillah. That's what he wanted. That there's no more shavua, and mele he could daven, and then the gzeira against him would be nullified. So these are two separate, but it didn't work because since Hashem was angry at me, mele, since Hashem was angry at me because of you, lemanchem, mele lo shamai lai also, as far as I'm concerned. As far as my own onish. And that's why it split it up into two, as we noted in the previous year. These are two things. Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem, and then also v'lo shamai lai. Vayisaber Hashem lemanchem is vis-a-vis you, and lo shamai lai vis-a-vis me. And that's why Torah puts the word lemanchem in between. Vayisaber Hashem, we ask, why doesn't it say Vayisaber Hashem bi v'lo shamai lai lemanchem? No, two separate things. Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem is one inyan. And then v'lo shamai lai is a second inyan. He's a vimi. First inyan is klapechem ubeglalchem. And the second inyan is elai. V'lo shamai lai. the Sifri here it says, what does it mean by Sabra Hashem b'lemanchem? Ki isha, Rabbi Yoshua, ki isha she'eina yuchola lasuach mepnei ubra, like a woman who could not stoop, who could not bend over because of her fetus. That's what it means. Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem. There's an ubar that this woman has, and therefore she can't bend over. So what does this mean? So based on what we said, we understand. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to answer Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Like this woman wants to bend over. However, if he answers Moshe's tefillah, then he also has to answer Bnei Yisrael's tefillah. And that can't be because of the Shavua. Now there's Bnei Yisrael's tefillah that he should go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the mashal, that a woman can't bend over because of the Ubar that's going to bend over with her. In other words, she wants to bend over, but not the Uber bend over. And it can't be if she's bending, the Uber's bending. Therefore, Vayisaber Hashem bi, the lashon of the Uber, the manchem. Because of this Uber, Hashem isn't bending over. The woman isn't bending over because she wants to without the Uber. And it can't be. If she's bending, the Uber has to bend. So Hashem wants to bend over, Hashem being the Isha and the Moshe. But he can't, meaning he wants to answer Moshe. But Kibiyachol he can't, because there's the Uber, he's also going to have to bend over for the Jewish people. The Uber is going to bend. And that can't be because of the Shvua. And the Melech, Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem, v'lo shamay elai, because of that Hashem didn't answer me either. Because he would have to bow down for you, with you, with you, with the Uber. And that can't be because of the Shavua. Memele lo shamay elai, can't answer me either. And on that, says the Pasuk Vayter, Vayomer Hashem elai, Rav lach al tosef daber. Rav lach al tosef daber elai od badavar hazeh. Vahainu sheketotza'a mehametziut. As a result of the metzius that we see at the beginning of the pasuk, in other words, that there's a shvu on Bnei Yisrael, and memela, that's mashbi'a on the bakash of Moshe. Hashem can't positively answer the Jews because of the shvu memela. He can't answer Moshe. So Hashem said, Rav lach. In other words, B'yachas le'ilai, when it says, Lo shema ilai, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rav lach. What is Rav lach? See Rashi. Rashi says, and Rav lach. Shelo yomru harav kama kosher. The Talmud kama sarvan maftzir. So that people shouldn't say how harsh is the master and how obstinate. And nagging is the Talmud. That's the first Rashi. That's Rav lach. It's enough. Because we don't want people to say that the master is very difficult and the Talmud is very difficult. Davar acher Rav lach, harbe mize shamur lecha, Rav tuv atzafun. More than this is reserved for you. Much is the goodness that is stored up for you. That's the Rav lach. Shmor lecha. Shamur lecha Rav tuv atzafun latzadikin. You have a lot of good waiting for you. In other words, the Rav, the godless, the greatness, that's the Harbe, the Rav, that you wanted to be mekabel from Eretz Yisrael. So omnam yefshel shetikanes vekana mechamat shekuchim binyan zegam, and it can't be because the Jewish people, if they you go in, then I have to move out to the shul. My Jewish people, you can't go in. Aval tarav yelecha, but the harbe the lots, the rav tu vatzofun latzadikim, the greatness that's waiting for the tzadikim, that you're going to have. And that's what it says in the next pasuk, alei rosh hapisga, go up. And what do we say? We said that means, in your previous year, we said that means whatever you wanted to be zeche, the great hasagas you wanted to be zeche in Eretz Yisrael, you want to be dovek in the mitzvah, you're already going to get that just by seeing the land, alei rosh hapisga. You wanted to be ebra nave ere, to go over, okay, that you're not going to get. But you're still going to get the hasagas just by looking. You're not going to be able to actually go over, but you're going to be able to look and get the ischar, get the dveikus bar mitzvah. So that's when it comes to what you want. You have ischar tov. You have great things waiting for you. That's ravlach. And then what does it mean? Al tosef daber elai odav badavar hazeh. V'hainu shenishara hashvu'ah. Don't speak to me more about this matter, because the shvuah is in place. And on this, there's no tefillah. You can't change that. Al tosef daber elai od b'davar hazeh. Ein ma ladaber. Ein al ma ladaber. I made a shvuah. So I can't let you into Eretz Yisrael. And now we go further to verse 29:28. And command Yehoshua and encourage him and strengthen him. If he shall pass over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you see. In other words, after we said to him from the mouth of God that the Shavuah is still intact, even though Moshe Rabbeinu brought them to Eretz Yarden. So it must be that even in relationship to Eretz Yisrael, Eina Shavuah Klapei Ahanchalat Chelik V'Zchut, El Ra Klapei Ahanchala Be'Eretz Yisrael Atzma, Sheish Pa Tosefet Kedusha Al Eivre Yarden. So it's not pshat that Eivre Yarden is enough. In other words, that God swore that he's not going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, but bringing them to Eivar Yarden is a bittul of the Shavuah. Nah, ma pitom. When he swore he wasn't going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, that means Eretz Yisrael proper. Because Eretz Yisrael proper is more Kedusha than Eivar Yarden. Ve'in kana makom la'arich b'zeh. Aval zo hayta Shavuah. The Shavuah was not klape hancholas chilek, part of Eretz Yisrael, the Eivar Yarden. Nah, ma pitom. It was klape and Eretz Yisrael proper. With the Sosefes Kedusha al Eivar Yarden. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu could bring them to Eivar Yarden. And from this it emerges that they're still on the lower Madrega. And therefore, there's the Shavuos. Remember we spoke about how they weren't Zeicha that Moshe Rabbeinu should bring them to Eretz Yisrael because they're lesser Madrega, they're inferior Madrega. So they're still on that Madrega. And therefore, there's still a Shavuah. U'mimela b'mizeh v'tzavet Yehoshua. Dahainu b'nyana yotze mitavar zeh. What comes out of the fact that the Shavuah is still there? That since they are still b'p'chisusom, they're definitely going to have tirchos and maseles and merivos. And Yeshua has to be prepared for this. Yeshua has to be prepared for this. Because they're still b'p'chisusom. And therefore, b'tzavas Yeshua, what does Rashi say? Ala tirchos, v'ala masois, v'ala rivois. Regarding the cumbrance, the burdens, and the strifes that he will have to bear. Because they're still on their low madrega. So again, the pasuk is saying that the Jews aren't, he can't be, Hashem was mekayim the shvuah, that he's not going to bring, that Moshe can't bring the Jews into Eretz Yisrael mitzad the Jews. Why? Because they're still on their low level. And therefore they're not worthy. And the melech tzavas Yehoshua, so it says in the pasuk, we said in the kasha, it doesn't say in the pasuk about the tirchos, no it does. That's why you're commanding Joshua. Since there's still a Shavuah, there's still b'p'chisusam, and the Mela, Rabbi Yehoshua, you're going to have to deal with all their all their tirchas, all their fighting, all their squabbling. That's Pshat Sabbos Yoshua. Another tzivui at the end of Parashat Tvar, and there it's going talking about the Mochamis. But here we're not talking about the Mochamis, here we're talking about the Matzav of Bnei Yisrael. So we find in 3:21, Bes Yoshua Tzivesi, Bes Yilemo, Enecha Rozitz Kol Shere Asar Shem Ukecha M'Shem Malachem Eila, Ken Yaseh Hashem L'cholam Amlachot Shetero V'Yashama. There it's talking about the Mochamas, but here it's talking about all the tirchas of the Jewish people. They're still in their low levels. You're going to have to deal with all their troubles. And it says in the pasuk, "V'chaskeu v'amseu, ki hu yavor l'fnei am hazeh v'hu yanchil osam mesaras v'sher tirah." Strengthen him, encourage him, because he's going to pass before this nation. He's going to give them the land that you see. Rashi says, "Shlorech libo lemar k'shem shenem ashrabi aleim kach sof leno shalem." Uftiho niku yavor v'yanchil. He shouldn't have a soft heart. He'd say, "If my Rebbe was punished, I'm also going to be punished." No, I'm promising him that he is going to pass them over. And he's going to be manchil v'lein. It says, chaskeyu v'amtseyu. And these are neged shnei inyanim bo'in sheshal Moshe shalei yikanis l'aretz Yisrael. In other words, there were two inyanim why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Mitzad himself, his own sin, and that Bnei Yisrael weren't worthy. So Yoshua was also choshesh. So Hashem says to him, don't worry about it. Chazkeyu, Lashon Toikef, like it says in Targum Unkelos, Targum Yonison, his own strength, that he's not going to stumble. He's going to stay strong. He's not going to get punished. Vamtseyu. And give him encouragement that there's a Haftacha Gam Klape B'nei Yisrael. They're not going to go down in their Matrega. That they shouldn't be roy for Yehoshua. Ki hu yavor l'fnei am hazeh. We have yavor l'fnei am hazeh is talking about Yehoshua. He's not going to be punished. He's going to give it to them. He's going to give them the land. Klapei Am Yisrael. And not like you, that you gave them Evar Yarden, which doesn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. No, he's going to give them the land for Eretz Yisrael proper. Chazkeo v'amtseo, chazkeo mitzad him. That he's not going to sin. V'amtseo mitzad b'nei Yisrael. And that's both the parts of the Pesukim. Ki hu yavor l'fnei am mitzad him. He's not going to be punished. They're going to be worthy of him. Mamish pilei plos, to read the pesukim. Pilei plos, it's like not $1 million, $100 million. And then it says, Vaiter, next pasuk chavtes, v'neshev b'gai mul beis po'ol. So we stayed in the valley, opposite Beis Peor. Sifri says, Amar lehem mi garam lanu, sheneshev bagai, who caused us to stay in the valley? Maisim roim she'asinu b'Peor. The evil deeds that we did with Peor. So, in the Mefarish and the Sifri, it says, the kasha is manyan v'neshev bagai. What does v'neshev bagai have to do with the hemshech of what we learned previously? And the Torah says that's also part of the tochachos. But they didn't call it Eretz Yisrael because of their evil deeds. They didn't call it Eretz Yisrael immediately because of their evil deeds. And that's why it says v'neshev bagai mul beis por, because of beis por we weren't able to go into Eretz Yisrael immediately. Question is, still, what's this a hemshech? We're not talking about the tochachos here. We're talking about the bakasha of Moshe Rabbeinu to come into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem answering him. So, based on what we explained, Not that it says Sabbath Yehoshua is relating to the priests of Am Yisrael. And they're on a lower level. And therefore you're going to have to deal with all their tirchas and all their masels, all their troubles. And then that comes the hemshech and a raya for this priests. And that's the evil deeds. That's where they sat in the guy and they didn't go right into Eretz Yisrael. So it fits nicely with what we've been saying before. And even more so, we can say that since we're talking about the fact that Jewish people weren't roy to go in Al Yedei Moshe, so he adds that the fact that they're not roy is not only Al Yedei Moshe, but putting aside Moshe, they weren't roy on their own for the Etzem HaKnitz, and therefore they had to sit for a long time in Beis Po'or. So that shows that they were Mamish Yepachus, and that's a Hemshech of what we were saying earlier. And we're talking about the priests of Am Yisrael, their inferior spiritual state. So this was just, like I said, an incredible, incredible mahalach, Hodul Hashem. We were zochet to learn these four shir. It was really one shir, but I like to split them up. To fast and ruva, to fast, to fast and ruva, to fast. And we have a lot more, Amir Hashem, to learn about this parasha. And we are going to see continuing the flow. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.